Dr. Keyser Beach explained that the rapid antigen test is less sensitive than the PCR test. The CMO said results from the rapid test would take about 15 minutes, while the results from the PCR test will take a few hours.
Okay, so the PCR, both things entail having a swab put up the nostrils, okay? A nasopharyngeal swab, which is a swab that you go through the nostril to the back so that you get samples, you pick up the material you have there. The PCR is then where you take that sample and it goes to our molecular lab or to the hospital where we have a gene expert machine or to other facilities in Sylvan. So now that thankfully we have persons in the private sector now who can run that. And that's whether it's the gene expert, which is a rapid PCR test, or it's the MLU, the lab where we have the conventional 6 to 8 hour test. And there you are looking for nuclear material. That test is extremely sensitive. So it's going to pick up where somebody has been infected at a much earlier phase in the infection. Whereas the antigen test is that one, it's still a thing in the nose, but right in front of you, they're looking for this antigen, this protein, which is produced by the virus, and you, which is of the virus. And you are able to get a result within 20, 30 minutes by just dropping it on a little cartridge, which looks like a pregnancy test. And then you get that reading. That antigen test requires that you have very high loads of virus in you. So that's where you are most likely to be infected. And that's when you're going to pick it up. So the antigen test is less sensitive than the PCR test.
Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Keyser Beach. Regionally, a new report by the United Nations Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, says that extreme poverty in the region has risen significantly due to the coronavirus pandemic. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 44,430. Internationally, a Danish study published on Monday says a subvariant of the highly contagious Omicron coronavirus strain is even more infectious than the original version. Meanwhile, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has slammed protests in the capital city against COVID-19 vaccine mandates as an insult to memory and truth. Protesters are demonstrating for a third consecutive day over a cross-border vaccine mandate for truckers imposed by the Liberal government. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.